in one of the richest counties in the country, we do have a homeless problem.
Some of those live in the woods, they live in cars, or sometimes they live from sofa to sofa trying to survive.
These people deserve a face, they deserve to be remembered, and they deserve our help.
The help arrives hours before dawn. Volunteers slosh through the woods by flashlight.
Yeah, the creek is down at the bottom, and a trail parallels it.
They're looking for tents, tarps, anything that could lead to a homeless person on this cold night.
I was in the exact same situation. I was sleeping right next to him in the hypothermia programs.
Volunteers showed up three straight days in late February. The call time is 4 a.m. The goal is to count, photograph, and get the stories of the homeless in Fairfax County.
The people that we're interviewing can survive in these elements. We can wake up early and go out. So I just want to thank you so much for being here.
Amanda Andiri leads one of the volunteer teams.
We have close to 2,000 people at any given time that are homeless and about 350 chronically homeless people in the woods.
They're the focus of the county's first ever registry week. Many camps are shouting distance from mansions, but hidden from plain sight and consciousness. Army veteran Tamel Davis used to live in the woods. He's helping on this search.
It can also be very lonely and painful. It's like, how can society do this to me?
We have to ford a stream here.
Board of Supervisors Chairman Sharon Bulova is guiding this group to a site she found on a walk.
It's going to get steep up here, so we should be careful of our footing with the leaves and the wet.
Flashlights jump side to side. Volunteers have registration forms and supplies ready.
Right along here, there are rocks that you can walk across.
And
actually, I think it's right there. Okay, guys, I found it.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here to help out.
It's clear someone lives here in Villa Park, but the overnight storm pushed residents to shelters.
Well, this is the dump for the whoever was living here. I see there's an American flag there and a bunch of clothes and
boots, sneakers, maybe the remnants of a tent back here.
Whoever was here keeps a hatchet and a machete near the sleeping area. In a different part of the woods, Deborah Google interviewed some chronically homeless.
There's more new people this year, so that's exciting because that means that the older ones, the ones that I know, are in housing.
In the three-day period, volunteers talked with 462 homeless people. 10% of those are veterans.
I'm worried to death about what's going to happen. Nobody needs to be living outside in this country.
Andrew Mollenbeck, WTOP News.